Hi, I'm Martin, and you're listening to Kaput Radio. Today, I devote this program to books and reading. The invention of the printing press played an important role.
I believe that the printing press was our species' intellectual Big Bang.
In 1450, an invention changed the world. In the German city of Mainz, Johannes Gutenberg invented the technique of printing movable type. This made it possible to duplicate books in large numbers and at relatively low cost. The technological foundation was laid for the intellectual, political, and religious changes of the succeeding centuries.
In the age of online reading, Kindle, and other digital text presentations, people have taken a full circle and are returning to read hard copy books and journals. Since 6 months, Nimbin's community enjoys a place called Z Book Exchange. I went there and had a chat with Bruce and Juanita to find out what this is all about. Hi folks, I'm here at Z Book Exchange, which is a new avenue here in the community. It's like a bookshop, but it's also more like a library in a way, isn't it? Hi Bruce, nice to have you on the show here.
Yeah. Hi Martin, how are you? Yes, we're like a library, but when you purchase a book, it's your book. You don't have to bring it back. If you decide to bring it back, then we will give you some of your purchase price, half of your purchase price back as store credit. But you can keep the book as long as you like because it's your book.
Mm. Well, that's an interesting concept I haven't come across before. How did you get to that sort of mode of operation?
My partner, Juanita, has worked in a book exchange before.
Oh, right.
And we were unemployed and we thought this was a great way to get employed and help the environment and help the community.
Yeah, well, it's amazing because we actually don't have a full-fledged bookshop. There's a few tourist shops with lots of paraphernalia selling, and amongst them are the sort of narrow area, you know, like a few esoteric topics are covered,
but
only marginally, really.
No.
There's nothing of the breadth and width I've seen here.
Yeah.
Would you tell the listeners what areas of interest you are sort of covering in the general sense?
We cover a lot of genres, science fiction, sci-fi, childbirth, conception, arts, music. We have a full children's section broken into age groups. We have male authors, female authors, thrillers, romance, paranormal. We have a lot of genres, plus movies and CDs.
Other media as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's intriguing. For such a small town to have such an offer available, I'm surprised.
We have over 5,000 books in the shop.
Wow. I just wonder, is this sort of a cultural turn away from electronic media that people come back to reading? Is there something you can sense is there an undercurrent of that going on?
Through what we're told, there's the turnaround has happened from people buying books on tablets and e-books and things like that has actually reduced, and people are now buying the old style paper book more than what the percentages are turning around.
Well, that's interesting. What would that be? What would you think is the reason?
Well, I would think it would be the flashing light in your eyes when people are most people like to read when they're going to sleep at night. And having that light flashing in your eyes, even though it's you may not notice the flashing, it actually stimulates your eyes and makes you stay awake.
I noticed.
Yeah.
I don't use screens in the evening.
Well,
that's amazing. So I wonder sort of what sort of spectrum of people are coming here.
We have everybody coming here, from young children that have been here with the playgroup that's just behind us.
Yeah.
And they walk past to go to playgroup the next week and they're trying to drag their parents in to people that turn up in their mobility scooters because they're in their 80s and 90s that turn up and come in and get their books, and everybody in between. It covers just about everything you can think of is in our shop.
About No, I learned when I'm not Australian born. Yeah. I learned when I migrated that books are not returned from libraries. It's not a very outstanding feature of Australia, I noticed. Anywhere else in Europe, you couldn't do this, you know. It's just not on, you know.
Yeah, it just doesn't happen.
But here it seems to happen a lot. Is the theft rate bearable? What's your experience?
I haven't noticed any, because people buy the book off me, so it's their book to keep forever. They don't have to return.
So it's different from a library.
It's different from a library in that aspect, But, we have books that people have bought off us and brought back and you received their store credit and got another book with that store credit. So they haven't had to pay for that second book as such, because they've chosen the book that's a bit cheaper.
And so how does it work out for your workload? I mean, you have volunteers helping you, or you're by yourself with your partner?
Me and my partner do it by ourselves most of the time. We are just trialling a volunteer today. And she has worked out really well. So we might utilise that a little bit more to have some time by ourselves.
Because publishing and print is all hard pressed in this country presently, or not just in this country, but globally, I think it's an economic activity very, very badly paid in my view. Like a lot of writers struggle, in other words. Could you concur with this? Or
Look, I've only, since starting the bookshop, I've only just been into books since then, because I've been in engineering previously, and I had only read one book before I opened the shop, so I don't know a lot about the exteriors of writing and things like that. But I'm more than happy to talk to people and learn more, and this has been a great learning curve, talking to people and meeting new people in the town, and the people that come and read books and get books off me and then bring those books back and talk to me about that book, and then this is how I'm getting my knowledge from being on the job training type of thing.
That's an amazing little side benefit from this activity. I just wonder how you said you quite often 7 days a week you're even open at sometimes, or how does that work out?
We do, we're open 9 to 5 Monday to Friday, and 10 till 2 on Saturdays, and then when the markets are on in Nimbin, do the Nimbin markets as well.
That'd be a busy day.
Yeah, it's another busy day because the markets
makes
are
it
here.
Attractive for you to open up.
Yeah,
sure. Well, that's interesting. I haven't come across someone running a bookstore in person. I mean, I've been to bookstores, but it's interesting to see it from the inside, and I was wondering whether your partner may have anything to add or to contribute. Shall we ask her?
Yes, we can go and ask her.
And here's Bruce's partner, Juanita. Good day, Juanita.
Good day. Thank you
for coming on the show.
Good, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm very surprised to be here the first time inside, actually.
it's very nice.
Because Nimbin, as I earlier mentioned, doesn't really have a bookstore. There are a few people selling some books, but it's very narrow.
Yes.
And you have a huge collection here, obviously. How does this sort of work out for you in the terms of the workload, say? Like Bruce mentioned, you sometimes open up for 7 days.
Yes.
And is this sort of worth the while for you to do? Is there a passion in behind?
Absolutely. Absolutely, there is. Being here is also being like part of, being part of the community, being part of a family. And seeing the joy in people's eyes when they come in and they do see, you know, oh, wow, this is great. There's, you know, all these books. There's a nice space to be. There's, you know, it's got a great atmosphere. It's bright. It's cheery. And we love having people come in. And that's the joy. It just brings great joy. So that's part of the payoff. And, of course, you know, we make a little bit of money as well, and that pays rent and covers expenses. But it is. It's just being here is the joy, actually.
And I noticed outside it's a very attractive little table there with the puzzles.
Yes.
What's the idea behind that?
Well, it's just something. Bruce and I spent a long time last year doing puzzles while we were contemplating the future of our lives, where we were going, what we were doing, and we, you know, things hadn't worked out for us, and so we spent a long time contemplating what we were going to do over the puzzles. And then we came and I said, I'd really like to have the puzzle as being part of everything here, because the puzzles were actually a part of us being coming here. So, and then it was nice to just sort of thought, well, that'd be a nice way for people to just relax. They can come in and they can go, oh, that's nice. I'll just sit down for a few minutes and take you know, just take a break. And then, people just really have enjoyed it.
I mean, I have to fill in, listen, and it's a huge puzzle with very small, teeny-weeny bits, and it's thousands of them, apparently, you know, so.
1,000.
Sometimes they're 500, sometimes, yeah. Yes.
Anyway, I suppose some people spend a bit of time there with it.
Yeah, and that's fine, too. And look, we're more than happy to, you know, offer.
And communication takes place, or people chat. Or
we chat, and sometimes they just want to sit.
And you even offer a coffee?
That's
or
exactly
tea
right,
or
yeah.
Something
we're
like
more
that.
Than happy to offer a tea or coffee. And
it's just unbelievable.
You can book up and sit on the lounge and just have a look at the book if you like.
And, you know, and some people, you know, like to donate some money for the coffee, and other people, you know, don't worry about it. We don't worry about it. Like I said, it's being part of a community, being part of a family, and we're not trying to take everything. We're just trying to give and take, and that's, I think, the way it works better.
No, I haven't been much in town lately for other personal reasons, but you are not very long established here.
No.
How long are you operating?
January we open.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And although it seems like a long time.
5-6 months.
Yeah, it's not really. No, that's right. Mm. And in business, it's just a blink. It's not even anything. It's nothing. But we just, you know, it's done. We've done a little bit of advertising. We haven't really done a lot of advertising. It's been more word of mouth, but all the feedback that we've had from everybody that's come in has been so positive that they've gone out and told other people, and just word of mouth has built up a great lot of regular people coming in to see us now.
So would you say that it is sort of a bit of a glue for the community, for community building in that respect?
Yeah, and the thing is too, they're exposed to, well, because not everyone here has, this is what people in the city don't understand, and they not everyone has access to the internet or to Google or to technology. And not everybody wants, you know, has access to constant power. So having books and access to books brings the community together. People come in, children play in the children's corner, parents walk around, they get something, they have a chat with us. Other people come in, we all chat. Everyone sort of meets here. It's like a bit of a meet and greet and chat place as well. And, yeah, it is. It brings people together, and everyone has been positive and wonderful feedback and support, incredible support.
So it looks like you can't really, you probably wouldn't have an idea what the future will bring, or you've got ambitions to...
Oh, the only ambition for us is to stay here.
And keep doing what we're doing and being happy.
Yeah.
And, every day's a great day in Nimbin.
And meet some happy people.
Meet more happy people. Yeah.
And make people happy if we can. Yeah, that's the nice thing.
Did I forget anything?
No.
Anything else that needs to be mentioned, I suppose? Or you got a phone here?
Yes, we
do.
A phone number?
Yeah. Well, all right. We'll
should be on the flyer?
We'll publish this.
The phone number, 049-856-4339.
Wonderful. Thank you. That's hopefully helps to attract more people.
Yes.
And we're in the community centre.
So just come inside.
Yeah, come inside and have a look at our book.
Gutenberg's printing press was so revolutionary. His name certainly lives on as one of the great inventors of human history.
In 1776, Thomas Paine's Common Sense was published, urging colonists to fight in the American Revolution and rebel against England. Gutenberg's printing press played a key role in the American Revolution by challenging English ideas. Without it, our world might be a completely different place. Plagiarism became a huge issue in European society, which caused problems. The issue of plagiarism later led to the development of copyright laws.
Thank you for listening. Thanks to Bruce and Juanita, and thanks to a bit of Miles Davis. I'm Martin, and you were listening to Kaput Radio. Catch you soon again.